I just stepped out of the shop. Was somebody calling 251?
No, sir, but you will do. I'm just looking for a signal report going into the Illinois Valley repeater, the 550 repeater, WR2H731, Richard.
Oh, hey, Richard, you're 5x9 out here in the Selma here. Where are you located?
Oh, I am in Rouge in the Applegate area. I had to go through and tear down, revamp, reseal, and re-coax my antenna system. So this is the first day back up, just making sure it's working like it's supposed to. I mean, all the meters say it's working like it's supposed to, but it's always good to get feedback.
No, you're sounding good. I turned my bass on last night, and on GMRS it was actually working okay, but, you know, I hadn't turned that on in a while. I've been in and out of town a lot, and so I turned my bass. So we wanted to do a MERS check-in on the IVARC repeater, and it's all beeping at me, so my SWRs are through the roof, so that's telling me my KLMR 400 has got water in it, and so I've been having major issues with coax. I never used to. You know, I've been doing this since I've been in the sixth grade. Never really had coax problems until I started running the KMR or LMR 400, and I've been having major. And I run that tape. I put that over my connection, but it still seems to find its way in. But now you're sounding really good, so I think you're good to go.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I use an LMR 600 equivalent, and water in the coax was my problem, and I had everything sealed. I found that, and much like you might have the same problem, you might have a breach in your antenna, and the antenna is getting water in it, and then feeding it right down the center of your coax. No wrap in the world on the outside is going to solve that problem. That was my issue.
You know what? That's good information. I believe you're totally right about that. And I was thinking of going and taking and cutting the sheathing at the bottom of the coax before it makes it at the bottom of the loop where it comes into my room. And I was thinking of seeing if that would release any water. And see what happens with that. But I believe it's not the connections. I believe it's coming through the antenna somehow itself. I'm running a dual band VHF, a UHF Yagi.
Okay, well, that might be the problem. I'm running a Comet High Gain Vertical GP9. But that was the problem. My antenna's getting old, and it had been beating around in the wind for a long time now. And so what had happened basically is it broke the assembly compound epoxy at the base of the antenna and breached the antenna. And it was coming right down out of the antenna, from the inside of the antenna straight down into my coax. And yes, if you have a loop at the base of your house, at the base of your coax, drill a small hole at the bottom of the loop, facing down, of course, and it will help relieve some of the water. Even the pros do that on a professional equipment for temporary relief until, of course, you can replace that coax. And to be fair, I did that for a long time. And the problem comes not from necessarily the water in the coax, but when the water bridges the center pin to the braid, the ground braid, because the ground braid is where the water's floating in.
Hey, that's good information right there. So I was thinking just cutting the sheath, you know, to the first braid and not get too far past that just to see if anything would come out of it. But no, that's good. So are you running a GP9 right now on UHF?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm using. And, yeah, you just drill a hole through the insulation to the braid, just like, an eighth-inch hole, just drill it right to the braid and stop. You'd be surprised how much water you get out of there.
Oh, that's good information. But don't go through the, you know, the white sheathing to the main core, So you're just doing it just through the first sheathing, the main sheathing, and then maybe right through the braid, and then you're stopping where it gets to the foam.
Just go through the outer shield to the braid. You don't need to even breach the braid. The braid layer is where all of your water is.
That's what I'm thinking. I was thinking of just taking a pocket knife and just putting a little slit in it, just to the braid at the bottom of the tower. And then that makes total sense to me. No, that's good information. I think I'm going to try that tomorrow in the daylight.
Yeah, but don't cut a slit. Drill a hole. It literally needs a hole for the water to escape. If you cut a slit in it, you might get a few dribbles, but you know, water surface tension will prevent it from draining correctly. You want an actual hole.
Oh, I copy. I got you. That makes sense. That's good information. No, I appreciate that feedback right there, because I think that's a lot of my problem.
Cool. Well, I don't know where you're coming, what repeater you're coming in on, but I'm going to go for the further repeater. You can see where you are. I'm going to go over to the North Valley repeater and see how well you hear me there.
Yeah, I'm standing by listening. I'm running off the 550 on $8 out here in Illinois Valley.
Okay, I just switched over to the North Valley 725 repeater. How copy?
Not as good. A little more garbly.
That's kind of what I figured. I went ahead and switched back. But it's good to know I can use it if I need to.
Oh, now you're loud and clear, 5x9, on whatever repeater. What repeater are you running on right now?
I switched back to the IV550 repeater.
Oh no, actually Jacksonville does hit the 550 for some reason, but no, you're loud and clear. So, I know the 725 has been having some problems. I don't know. I haven't talked to Jeff in a while, but I know I've heard there's been some problems on the 725.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that, but it's a real stretch for me to hit in the first place. So I don't normally use it, but it's good to know I can use it if I have to.
Oh, no, it's definitely working. No, you can definitely hit the 725, no problem. But, you know, out here where I live, you know, it's a hard stretch for me to even hit the 725. I can turn my Yagi that. Now, if I go to my base station in the house with 50 watts and turn my antenna toward Grants Pass, I can hit the 725, but it's really scratchy. I mean, I can do it simplex. Actually, I can do it on MERS. Turn my antenna toward Grants Pass on MERS, and I actually do pretty well on MERS, but right now my MERS, my radio is beeping at me, my SWRs are through the roof, so I got a water problem. So, but no, as far as like what you're doing to this, I've heard Jacksonville actually does pretty well to the 550, and you're making the trip no problem. How many watts are you running?
Oh, this radio is running about 50 watts.
Yeah, that's fly. I'm only running 5 watts right now, on a handheld with a microphone, a handheld mic. But I got my Yagi aimed right at $8, so I don't know how I'm sounding to you, but you're loud and clear to me.
Yeah, loud and clear, full quieting. That's what I'm hearing from you. Full quieting sounds good.
Oh, that's good information. I've actually got some other handhelds. I just don't have them in play right now. But I kind of set up a little bit of a base station in my shop, but I'm using handhelds to do it. And I got one of the new radios that are putting out 10 watts, but it's not in play right now. I'm only talking to you on 5 watts.
Well, at this, from what I'm hearing, that's all you need for this repeater. So you're doing fine.
Yeah, I'm about 7 air miles from the tower, and a little ridge, you know, I have to kind of jump over, but it's not direct line of sight. But you know, if I got my Yagi aiming that direction, it does pretty well.
Yeah, and I think I've got, let's see, if I'm remembering correctly, this repeater is in Cave Junction, is that correct?
It's actually on top of $8 Mountain out of Selma, and it's just, you know, it's basically, it's just, you know, it's not a thrown stow, but I mean, it's, you know, from the Selma market, I mean, anywhere, you know, you can be in like Grants Pass at Walmart or like at UPS in Grants Pass at Jones Creek. Foothill Boulevard, the back way to Rogue, you can actually see $8 direct line of sight. Now, I was actually on the 97 fire, oh, 5-6 years ago, and the smoke cleared out one day, and I looked, and I, with binoculars, I go, man, I think that's $8. So I called my tenant. He has a radio in his trailer, and he comes out there, and I'm 70, so I Google it on my phone. I'm 70 air miles from the tower. And I'm talking to my tenant on a 5-watt handheld, no antenna, just other than the radio antenna.
Well, line of sight is the best you can ask for. And if I had line of sight, and I don't think I have line of sight, I traverse a channel that bounces off mountains in that direction. And that would put me, best guess, probably 75, 80 miles as the crow flies between here and Selma.
Hell, I don't think you, as the crow flies, I don't think you're that far apart, but I'm thinking more like in the 40-ish, but I don't know where you live, actually, but if you're in Rouge area, I'm thinking that's probably more like about 40 air miles. And if you're off the valley floor, you're going to hit the $8 repeater probably pretty well, which you are doing. So, no, you're sounding 5x9 out here in Selma right now.
Well, you might be right about the line of sight miles, but I am right in Rouge, right in the bowl. I am on Upper Applegate Road, and literally, I can see the schoolyard from my backyard on Upper Applegate Road. I have my antenna up 40 feet at the base of the antenna at this point in time, and that's all I have. I'm actually in the worst area, the worst position for this area.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's pretty dang impressive to me. You know, 50 watts says something. You know, I talked to a guy, you know, before this was 10, 12 years ago. We the 550 was just put up. I talked to a guy in Crescent City. He was at basically the airport on Pebble Beach Drive, and he actually was hitting the repeater no problem, but he had 50 watts, and I talked to him, you know, on a 5-watt handheld, you know, with a Yagi, and I talked to him for probably a half an hour, and he was right there in Crescent. And now, Crescent City to my house is exactly 50 air miles from where I live. As the crow flies, it's 50 air miles to the Crescent City Airport. I had no problem. I'm talking to him just like I'm talking to you right now. But you can't do it unless you have running some power, like 40, 50 watts, something like that. Then you can pretty much get to the $8 repeater.
Well, I'm happy to do what I'm doing, and I do know that I'm in a position where on VHF, I can actually, VHF on amateur radio, I can actually talk directly into the Camp 6 repeater out there towards the coast.
Yeah, that repeater is actually, that's kind of above Brookings, I want to say, somewhere up Ship Mountain.
Something like that. It's a ways out there, but somehow I managed to hit that one just fine, too. takes me 80 watts on VHF to do it, but I do it. They say I'm loud and clear, so it counts. I got my antenna in the right place, and it took me years to find that perfect place, but I found it.
I concur on that. That's really cool. No, you're doing more than well to hit the 550 on from Jacksonville. I have to give you credit on that one.
Yeah, well, I'm considered Jacksonville, but I'm not in Jacksonville. You understand where Rouche is, right?
Oh, you're out in Rouche. Okay, yeah, I know this. There's not a road I don't know in two counties. I've been in service trade for 40 years, so I specialize in hazard tree removal. So I've been in probably, more backyards than I can remember. In fact, I went and looked at one today. Guy said, you were here 20 years ago, and I got in his yard, and I realized, oh, yeah, I've been here. But, no, I've been in the service trade for a long, long time. And I used to support my business. I had to work over your direction. In fact, I still have customers in your neck of the woods, which I do, and I do a lot of stuff for ODOT between Grants Pass and Medford on 234. And I know where you're at.
Oh, yeah, if you know where the Rouche store is and where the big church is and Rouche Elementary School is, I'm on Upper Applegate Road just past the school zone, going up Upper Applegate Road. So you've probably been past my place a million times.
I know exactly. If you told me the address, I probably could pinpoint it within a half mile of your address. So, no, I have a memory for call signs, the last three digits, and I have a memory for addresses. So, no, I know exactly where you're at. So, where you're at is actually probably a pretty, with 50 watts, that's pretty a pretty easy jaunt to $8.
Well, I don't know about that. I can barely hit it in my car with my mobile, and that's 50 watts. And I definitely can't hit it with my handheld. So, I have hills in the way.
No, I know every hill that's in your way, and you're absolutely right about that. But you get a 40-foot tower off the ground with 50 watts, and if you're not moving, it's not gonna key the repeater. But if you're stationary, like you like a mobile, like a base station, you're going to get out no problem to the $8 from there. I know the mountain that is blocking you.
Yeah, me too. Now I can get in the car. I can key the repeater, and people can hear me, but it's not really audible. But that's why I built the base station the way I built it, so I can actually talk to people.
No, your station's working really well. I'm highly impressed. Fact is, I was thinking you're more like, you're down toward the higher end of Jacksonville, maybe up on a hill somewhere, but you telling me where you're at on that what road you told me you were on, I'm actually, you ain't going to do it on a 5-watt handheld, I know that, but 50 watts, no, you're doing fine. You're full quieting in the repeater over here on $8.
Well, cool, that's good to know. Appreciate it. Good talking to you. And I'll let you get back to your evening, so I'll be clear on your final. WRQH731, Richard.
731, this is WQWL251 out here in Selma in the Badlands. I have an 80-acre ranch out here. It's probably about 7 miles from the repeater. And I'm kind of a little bit of a canyon. I have to, run a Yagi to even, hit the repeater really well. And but, no, you have a Merry Christmas. And I really enjoyed talking with you this evening. I learned a whole bunch this evening between Lakeview guys and you, yourself. And I got to go wrap some presents. I got a white elephant thing I got to do in the morning, so I got that present wrapped. But I'm a last minute guy, so I got to get some stuff done. So WQWL251, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, And I'm looking forward to talking to you again.